to talk about SBS National Languages Competition. Joining with us today is Mandy Wicks, the Director of Audio and Language Content at SBS. Thank you, Mandy, for your time.
Thanks for having me, DJ.
So this is the second year SBS is organizing a National Languages Competition. Why does SBS organize such a competition? What are you trying to achieve from that?
Well, the big picture, of course, is just to celebrate languages. As the multilingual broadcaster in Australia, obviously language is at the heart of what we do. But I think, you know, more importantly, I think we can see there's a huge growth in the number of people in Australia who speak a language other than English at home. So in the last 5 years, the number of people who've come to Australia is up by 1.3 million. And the number of people who are speaking a language other than English at home is up by more than 950,000. So huge growth. So for us, it's about celebrating language, but it's also about, you know, I guess, encouraging the retention of language, which is really important in communities and is so core to, you know, to culture and keeping culture alive, but also to inspire our children to keep going with learning languages.
This could be a basic question, but it's in the mind of many parents. Why should our children learn a language other than English?
It's interesting to look at some of the statistics around language learning. And recently, the Asia Education Foundation was talking about how language learning is actually decreasing and Australia is falling behind other countries. So in the 1960s, they claim about 40% of school leavers graduated year 12 with a second language. But now that's down to around 10%. So a huge decrease. On the flip side, the Foundation for Young Australians, they do a report each year, and they recently analysed more than 4 million job ads in Australia over 3 years, and they actually found there would be an 180% increase in the number of job ads that were requesting applicants to have a second language or to be bilingual. So it's really interesting to see that fewer Australians are graduating with a second language, and yet the demand for language skills in the workplace is really increasing.
Could you please explain, what is this competition? What should the children do to take part in this competition?
As you mentioned, last year we debuted the competition. It was a bit of a pilot and we partnered with Community Languages Australia, which have schools all over Australia. And we had nearly 20,000 entries from children who answered the question, what does learning a language mean to you? This year we're really excited because we're opening the competition to all schools across Australia, whether it's Community Languages Australia or primary school, public schools, private schools. And again, we're asking that question, what does learning a language mean to you? And, you know, on the face of it, as I say, we're trying to encourage a love of languages, to celebrate the language learning element. But it's also really interesting to see the responses that we get through the competition, and some of the themes that came through last year include a lot of the children, either through drawings or through writing, really highlighted the importance of languages in terms of breaking down barriers in their communities or within their families. They really pinpointed the fact that that then encourages social cohesion through communication. A lot of the older ones talked about career opportunities, of course, about, you know, the value of having a second language. But, you know, I guess the most heartfelt answers were really about that connection with family, you know, especially when you have family who may be overseas, to be able to actually have a relationship with them if you are able to speak the language of the home country. So it's really interesting for us to see what sort of answers and themes come through. In particular, I remember one little fella said that to him, you know, learning a language other than English was really like his, you know, secret superpower. And I thought that was just gorgeous.
Okay. So apart from that, that opening up to all kids, all children in Australia, what other differences are there from last year?
So this year we're moving from either drawing or written response to video. So we want children to basically submit a video where they're talking on camera about what learning a language means to them in their language, but also submitting that with an English translation. And we think, you know, kids today, you know, that's going to be easy to, you know, grab an iPhone, grab some kind of smartphone and to be able to, you know, produce that. And we've had a great response from schools right across the country who are really excited getting back into term three to do this in the classrooms as well. So we're very much looking forward to the entries.
How will you choose the winners? What is the criteria for that?
The criteria, it depends on the different categories. So we've got obviously small primary school children, middle school, high school. So there's different criteria depending. A lot of that is on the website. So you can go to the National Languages Competition for SBS and look at the criteria. But a lot of it, again, is really just about capturing some creativity, but also that heartfelt message about what learning a language means to you and how that can contribute to inspiring others to either keep going with their language learning or indeed take up learning a language in the future.